And that's our native daughter, Miss Sarah Allison Turner. Save me the trouble.
Yay! And you know, it's always so exciting when we have you in the studio with us, Sarah.
It's always good to be here.
And you know what? I have to say, I have been singing that song for quite some time because you sent me the song. Of course, we made Jordan jealous.
Right. Yeah, we made my friend jealous.
Jordan, I heard the song first. So actually, I didn't. So Jordan just didn't remember. But we just want to say thank you so much for coming in this morning and talking to us. That's an incredible single. So talk about,
thank you.
Okay, first of all, songwriter.
Songwriter.
And performer.
And performer.
That is incredible.
That's so a big deal.
What was that? How long does it take you to go for, okay, here's your writing session. You've got this incredible song. You want to record it. What's the timeline we're looking at?
Oh, Lord. There is no timeline. I mean, no experience is going to be the same for any two people. And with that song was written probably at this point 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I remember the day we started it thinking, I really love this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what that means, but I really love this. And we got back on it a second time to finish it up, and it felt like it took forever to get back on it. We got back on it, and I immediately was like, I need to cut this.
Okay, so when you say that you're working on it, are you still working on the actual lyrics, or are you
working on the lyric?
Music? Every, mm-hmm. Okay.
Working on the lyric. Uh-huh. And so I was planning on going into the studio shortly after that, and we go in, we record it. Within a month or two after that, we go in, lay a vocal, we get it mixed, we do get it mastered, we come up, you know, with some pictures and some graphics and all the things that go into it.
The promotion of it all.
Yeah, so I mean, at this point, that song is probably 2 years old.
Wow, that's incredible. So you've been in the studio once. Now, is there a point when, you know, say that your engineers are working on it, your producers are working on it, and they call you up and say, Sarah, okay, we got to redo a line. Is there a time when you have to go in and go, okay, do this voice verse, and that's all we need? Is it kind of work that way?
Sometimes, I mean, like what we'll do when we go in and when I record a vocal is we'll lay down several passes.
Okay.
And then the engineer will send it to me. I'll listen down and say, you know, this line here is bugging me. Do we have any better passes of that?
So you edit it for the most part.
So I'll edit it. And then if there's not a take that exists already of something that I like, you know, it's, I'm typically the one that says, can we get back together on this? I'm just not happy.
So you're kind of your own producer, too.
Well,
in a way.
In a way, I think any artist is going to have a lot of input. Mm. But the guy.
That's good to know.
Well, it's your song, it's your sound, it's your voice. Like, it's hard. I'm sure there probably are some people that may hand the torch over to someone and say, I don't care, just make it sound good. But I think,
or they say, you have more experience on this than I do. I trust your input more than my own. So you take it and go with it.
Yeah, I think it works different for everybody. And I was really fortunate to work with somebody who I really respect and really trust. So I very much look to him to kind of guide things. But I mean, again, just as an artist, you can't help but be involved.
Well, we're talking with Sarah Allison Turner. Young lady grew up here in Bluefield, now down in Nashville. She ain't here no more. So, you know, this is a very different year for you, as it is for everybody. But you know what you were supposed to be doing this spring? You were supposed to be touring with old Blue Eyes, old Miss Martina.
I know.
Have you stayed in touch with her management and her group? Is it still going to happen?
So it's supposed to be rescheduled for the fall, Lord willing.
And the creek don't rise.
Yeah. I mean, given we don't have a, you know, a reset of all this coronavirus stuff, hopefully we'll be out on the road this fall.
So you could still get that exposure you deserve.
I hope so.
Hey, where can people get this single right now?
They can get it on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora.
We
anywhere
need to stream
you like
it
to listen
as much
to music.
As you can, because it's an incredible song for a young lady from here in Bluefield.
That's right. It's incredible. And, you know, you can hear it on Alexa. So it's pretty incredible for us to, you know, just be able to, you know, say, hey, Alexa, play Save Me the Trouble by Sarah Allison Turner on Apple Music from Kicks Country.
In.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome. You know? So you're not in a hurry to leave, are you?
I'm not in a hurry. I'm all yours.
Okay, well, we're going to go get some coffee, and we'll have you back here in a little bit. Will you come back and play for us in a little while?
I would love that.
All right, that's Sarah Allison Turner. She'll be back with us here in just a little bit. It's a Kicks Morning Show.